The K-pop band NewJeans, also known as NJZ, is locked in a legal battle with its record label Adore after a South Korean court blocked the group from commercial activities independent from Adore. The group made a surprise announcement to fans at a concert in Hong Kong on Sunday. Charisse Pham reports.
Five-member girl group NewJeans took the music industry by storm in 2023 with their playful tunes and catchy lyrics. But they stunned fans, who called themselves bunnies, in Hong Kong on Sunday, announcing they'd be taking an indefinite break. The decision comes after a court ruled against NewJeans in an ongoing dispute with their record label. Here's the group speaking to fans, according to multiple videos posted on social media, including this one, posted on YouTube channel As One.
Out of respect for the court's decision, we've decided to pause all our activities for now, and it wasn't an easy decision. We believe this is something we need to do at this moment.
In 2023, NewJeans became the fastest K-pop act ever to reach a billion streams on Spotify. Their single OMG went viral on TikTok. And their second album, Get Up, topped the Billboard charts in 2024. The meteoric rise came to a halt when NewJeans moved to cut ties with their record label Adore late last year. The group held an emergency press conference, alleging they'd been mistreated and manipulated by Adore. Here's NewJeans member Hani.
This is not the type of work ethic we respect nor want to be a part of, and to continue working under a company with no intention of protecting NewJeans would only do us harm.
Then the group officially changed its name in November.
It's official.
They revealed it to CNN ahead of the official announcement.
It feels like a new beginning. It feels fresh, exciting, and we just can't wait to get back there and meet bunnies. We are so very excited.
Adore disputes the girl group's allegations. The record label maintains that NewJeans remains under contract, meaning its members can't perform or organize events without the label's approval. Last week, a South Korean court sided with Adore, ruling that NewJeans, even using the name NJZ, must not conduct any independent activities. That includes performing and signing advertising deals. NJZ said on Sunday they accept the court's ruling, but had to speak up to protect themselves.
We truly believe that standing up for our dignity, our rights, and everything we just deeply care about is something that we had to do, and that belief will not change.
The group said they plan to challenge the court's decision. For NPR News, I'm Charisse Pham in Hong Kong.